Let us pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Yes, Lord, indeed there's nothing compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing you, Lord.
是的，主耶稣，没有比认识你更美好、更伟大的事情。
And Lord, we recognize that as we search our own lives, we see how much more beauty there is to you, how much more grace, how much more goodness, how much more mercy, and how much more righteousness there is in you.
当我们省察自己的生命的时候，我们发现在你那里有更多的美，有更多的善，有更多的恩典，有更多的公义。
And Lord, as we look at our own lives, we recognize how short we fall to you, Lord. We see so little righteousness in our lives. We see so little love, so a heart that is so cold, and we ask for your forgiveness.
亲爱的主，但是当我们省察自己的时候，我们知道我们的恩典是这么的少，我们的爱心是这么的少，我们的公义是这么的少，我们的心是如此的冰冷，因此我们来到面前恳求你的赦免。
And Lord, we pray, Lord, that as we come as your people, as the church, that you would help us even more to bridge that gap between your righteousness and our need for you.
亲爱的主，当我们以教会的群体，当我们以你的子民的身份来到面前的时候，求你帮助我们来弥补你的公义与我们需要公义之间的这个鸿沟。
And as we open your gospel, as we open your word now, Lord, as we open the gospel of John, we pray.That you would speak to us this morning, Lord, and help us to see you as you really are even more.
主啊，当我们展读约翰福音的时候，求你让我们显明真你那真正的自己。
Father, we pray all these things in your precious name.
我们如此祷告是靠你宝贵的圣名。Amen.
Have you ever been to in a situation where you say, "This is it"?This is something that I have to have.
你是否有过一种情况，就是你说就是这个东西了，这一定是我想要的一个东西。
I remember several months ago I went to Sam's Club.
几个月以前我到 Sam's Club 去买东西。
And as I walked in, I saw the movie Up being played.
我看到电视的荧幕上呢，在播放那个叫 Up 的那个电影。
And it was my jaw just dropped.
我看的下巴都快掉下来了。
Because this was on Blu-ray DVD on an HD TV that's 60 inches.
因为呢，这个是在一个六十寸的蓝光荧幕上所播放的。
And this is high definition TV.
解析度非常高的一个画面。
And I've seen Up.
其实我看过这个电影。
But I haven't seen Up till I saw Up at Sam's Club.
但是呢，一直到我那天在 Sam's Club 在那个大荧幕上看，我觉得我才真正的看到了那部电影。
And I said to myself, you know what? I need something like this.
所以我就跟我说，其实呢，我是需要这样一个电视的。
I didn't buy it.
我没有买了，其实。
My pocketbook did not permit.
我的荷包袋不容许我这么做。
But this is one of those things where it just clicked for me. I just feel like I want to have it.
有的时候呢，你就有那么一刻，你就看到个东西，你想说，我一定要这个东西。
I was talking to my neighbor yesterday.
我看到我的邻居。
I asked him how he married his wife.
我问他，他是怎么娶到他这位太太的。
And he told me that he was single for a long time.
他单身很久。
And then one day, he needed a project done, and his wife, the future wife, came to do the project.
有一次呢，他做一个计划，然后呢，在这个计划当中参与人之一呢，就是他的未来的妻子。
So he asked her out for lunch.
所以他请他出去吃饭。
The next day, she asked him out for lunch.
第二天呢，那个女的又回请他吃饭。
Because they realize this is the deal you can't pass up.
因为他们发现这个是他们生命当中不可错过的一个人。
This happens for school. This happens for job. This happens.For personal relationship,
这样的一刻呢，会发生在我们找学校上，会发生在我们找工作上，也发生在我们个人的关系上。
And this happens also spiritually.
所以在灵性上，我们应该也有这样的一刻的。
We're going to start reading the Gospel of John today.
今天我们从今天开始呢，要看约翰福音。
And there's a reason why John wrote his Gospel.
我想约翰福音这么写是有它的原因的。
He wrote in John chapter 20 that these things I have written.In order that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that by believing, you may have Everlasting in Christ. Everlasting life.
因为在,
you may have life in him.
因为在约翰福音20章里说, 但记这些事, 要叫你们相信, 耶稣是基督, 你们可以得到生命。
So all through his gospel, he has one purpose, and the one purpose is to convince his readers that Jesus is that Christ.
所以呢, 约翰他写整个福音的时候呢, 他只有一个目的, 他是要说服他的读者, 耶稣就是那位基督。
And his desire, his purpose, is for his readers to come to the point where they say, Aha! This is what I need in my life.
所以呢, 约翰的渴望, 约翰的目标写这封信的时候呢, 他希望读者就来到那个恍然大悟的一刻说, 这就是了。And
especially, as we're reading this morning, it's called a prologue.
特别是当我们读所谓的约翰福音的序曲的时候,
And this prologue is basically a summary of the entire book of John.
这段序曲呢, 基本上它就是一个整个约翰福音的一个摘要精华。
And so, John is giving us a presentation this morning on why we need to see Jesus as he is.
所以呢, 今天约翰福音用这段序曲呢, 呈现出来, 让我们看到耶稣到底是一个什么样的人。
And specifically, his whole point is that Jesus is God's supreme revelation for mankind.
特别是呢, 他让我们看到耶稣基督是上帝的启示。
And I want you, if you have your Bible, please open to John chapter 1.
如果你有圣经, 请翻开约翰福音第一章。
And John here is talking, showing us why Jesus is the supreme revelation of God to us.
在这里呢, 约翰让我们看到为什么耶稣基督是那神对人的一个最高启示。
First of all, he shows us that Jesus is uniquely able to show us God.
因为呢, 在这里我们看到耶稣呢, 他有一些独特的条件显明神。
And we see this in verse 1 here.
我们在第一节就看得很清楚。
And every word here is packed with meaning.
在这短短的一句当中呢, 每一个字都蕴含着丰富的意义。
And this is, we have to cover 18 verses in 30 minutes.
我们今天早上我们用30分钟来讲18节的经文。
I want to let you know that most pastors, especially the seasoned ones, they can actually preach a whole sermon just on the first verse.
但是很多的传道人, 他们基本上可以用整篇的讲章呢, 只讲一章一节。But
we... It's a time limit, but we need to talk it, but we'll go through the whole verse. But first of all, John chapter 1 shows that Jesus is able to uniquely show us to God.
但是呢, 我们因为时间的关系呢, 我们要看整个的18节, 但是无论如何呢, 在这我们看到, 耶稣呢, 他有一些独特的条件, 让我们显明上帝是谁。
First of all, the reason why Jesus uniquely qualified is his pre-existence.
第一个他独特的条件是他的先存性。
The first word from John's Gospel says, in the beginning.
因为在约翰福音第一个字说太初。
And when you read those words in the beginning, it should automatically cause you to have a link back to Genesis chapter 1.
当你说太初的时候, 你就会自然地联想到创世纪第一章的第一个字,起初。
And what John is referring to is all the way in the beginning when God created the world. There was the Word of God. There was Jesus in existence already.
换句话说呢, 当神创造世界的时候, 耶稣基督道就已经存在了。
And there's not a point when he did not exist.
所以呢, 他是自有拥有, 一直存在的。
And so first of all, he's able to show us who God is because of his pre-existence.
所以因为他的先存性, 所以他可以向我们显明上帝是谁。
And secondly, he can show us who God is because of his prescription.
第二个呢, 因为呢, 他对这个时代, 他对任何的时代, 都有一个拯救的处方。
What do I mean by this?
Pardon me?
What do I mean by this?
处方是什么意思呢?
What did John call Jesus here?
在这里约翰称耶稣是什么?
He calls him the Word.
他称耶稣为道。
He can very easily just call him Jesus.
他就说耶稣不就可以了吗?
But he calls him here the Word.
但是他称耶稣在这里，他称耶稣是道，是话语。
This is actually, why do you do that? This is actually, he has a deliberate plan to introduce the gospel to us.
在这里呢, 他用这个字的时候呢, 他是刻意的要把福音介绍给我们。
You see, like what I mentioned earlier, John, the reason why John wrote this gospel is that all may believe in Jesus Christ.
所以我们刚刚看到, 在约翰福音20章, 他写字的目的是为了让所有的人都相信耶稣基督是谁。
And for him to do that, he has to communicate Jesus in such a way that people can understand.
所以呢, 他要用一个方式, 是当时的人是了解耶稣是谁的一个方法。
The first century world is very much like our own.
第一世纪跟我们这个时代差不多。
It's very pluralistic.
啊, 很多元化。
There, it's what's the word?
Diverse.
As postmodern, it's in a sense there's no belief in the absolute truth among the Greeks.
就像我们现在的后现代世界一样, 在那个时代, 大家没有相信一个绝对的真理。
How would he introduce Christ to that kind of culture?
他对那样的一个文化环境, 他如何的提出一个方法来介绍耶稣基督呢?
He had to pick a word that all the culture, that the culture, dominant culture would understand.
他要选择一个字是在当时的那个主要文化可以了解的一个字。
And the word that he picked was actually word.
他选择的那个字呢, 就是中文翻成道的这个字。
The Greek word is logos.
希腊文是logos。
And you see the word word, actually, the word word actually has a very broad meaning in the first century world.
其实logos这个字呢, 在第一世纪呢, 它有很多层的意义。
In the Greek philosophy world, the word logos, to Stoics at least, it means it's a rational principle by which all the world functions.
至少在希腊哲学思想当中的斯多亚学派呢, 所谓的logos呢, 就是在整个世界发生功用的后面那个理性的原则。
And also through some of the Greek philosophers, logos means the idea of the ideal person, or the ideal life, or the ideal purpose.
那对另外的一些希腊哲学家呢, 这个所谓的logos是代表一个理想, 一个理想的人, 一个理想的生命。
And to the Jews, they understood what logos means too, the word, what does word mean?
对犹太人来讲, 他们也很清楚, logos是什么意思。
Because when you talk about in the beginning, what you refer specifically is in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the way that he created the heavens and the earth is through his spoken word.
因为当犹太人读这个字的时候呢, 他们自然地会想到, 当神创造世界的时候呢, 他是用他的话语创造了天跟地。
So this is a concept that both Greeks and Jews would actually understand.
所以呢, 当用 logos的时候呢, 是希腊人跟希伯来人同时可以理解的一个观念。
And John is basically saying, come on here, come on here. This is what you're looking for.
所以呢, 换句话说, 约翰用这个字的话, 他说, 你们都来, 这个就是你们所寻找的一个东西。
Jesus is a person that can speak to your culture, to pass your culture, and tell you what your true needs are.
耶稣呢, 他是跨越文化, 可以针对你的文化, 发出你所真正需要的一些言语。
And actually, this is a message for us as well.
所以呢, 这也是对你我的一个信息。
As Christians, we always need to know how to explain the culture, how to explain, excuse me, the word of God to a new culture, to a new generation.
同样的, 对我们来说呢, 我们也应当如何的知道, 如何对一个新的时代, 对我们的文化来说出耶稣基督。
We must never twist the truth of our faith, but we can actually take God's, we need to communicate the word of God to our culture.
当然我们不可以随意的扭曲真理, 但是我们可以把这个福音来向我们这个时代, 对着我们的这个文化来说。
So John is presenting Jesus, his uniqueness, first of all, his pre-existence, secondly, his prescription, third of all, his position.
所以耶稣的独特条件来彰显上帝, 第一个是他的先成性, 第二个是他对时代所提出来的处方, 第三个是他的位分。
Look at the next statement. He says, the word was with God.
在第一节第二句说, 道与神同在。
And he says that, you know what, not only was the word that exists in the beginning, but the word himself was with God.
所以换句话说, 不仅是道一开始就存在, 这个道是与神在一起的。
And the word with there, that word with, is always used for personal relationships.
这个介系词与这个希腊原文呢，它总是来表达人际之间的关系的。
And so what he's saying here is he's saying the word is a person.
所以换句话说呢，这个道它是有一个位格的。
And you know, and actually this is not foreign to the Jews because in Proverbs chapter 8, it talks about wisdom having a personality with wisdom himself speaking.Helping God creating the world.
所以一个抽象的观念，它有位格，对犹太人来说呢，并不陌生。因为在箴言第八章，它是用拟人化的方式来描述智慧，像一个人一样。
So coming back, John is saying that Jesus is the one to uniquely point you to God because he has a close relationship with God himself.
所以呢，换句话说呢，因为耶稣基督与神他有如此亲密的关系，所以他有一个独特的条件可以向你彰显上帝是谁。
For example, if Nancy and I wants to meet the President of the United States,
比方说我跟我太太想要见美国总统
，and we want to go to a state dinner,
我们想要去参加国宴
，we know that people can actually go to the state dinner without tickets now.
所以呢，当然了，你知道有很多人可以没有个人的，没用其他的方式也可以参加国宴呢。
But what if someone with shabby clothing walk up to me and say, Nancy, and say, you know what? I got tickets for you to go to the state dinner.
如果有一个人穿得破破烂烂的来跟我太太跟我说，我有可以参加国宴的票，你要不要去
？All it's going to cost you is $20.
你只要花20块钱就可以买到这个邀请卡。
Will I trust that person?
你会相信这个人吗
？No.
当然不会。
But if Michelle Obama would come up to us and say, Steve and Nancy, I got a table for you right next to the president.
但是如果总统夫人亲自莅临，对我跟我太太说，我们已经准备好了，让你来参加国宴的话呢，我当然相信了。
I would believe that person. I would believe Michelle because I know she's wife of the president.
因为我知道她是总统的，她是总统的妻子，所以我相信这个人。
In the same way, here's telling us, John is telling us, there's someone who's so close to God himself.
所以在这里呢，约翰向我们呈现的是有一个人呢，他是跟神有如此亲近的关系的一个人。
And he's able, he's well qualified to show you who God is.
所以他是极其有资格来向你、向我显明上帝是谁。
So he's telling people, this is someone who speaks to all your culture, and this is someone who can point you to God.
所以他这个在你面前的这个耶稣呢，他是对所有的文化说话，他是呢可以向你指出上帝是谁的那一位。
And fourth of all, not only he wants to tell us that he's uniquely able to show us to God because of his person.
第四个条件呢，就是我们刚刚所提到的，他是一个具有位格的神。
Because here it says that the Word is God.
因为在第三句话，第一节的第三句话说。道就是神。
Not only is he able to show us to God, because he's close to God, but he himself is God.
他可以向我们显明上帝，不仅是他跟上帝的亲密关系，更重要的是他本身就是神。
Now we know that this verse has created a lot of controversies, especially with Jehovah's Witness.
这节经文呢，其实呢，在引起很多的争议，特别是耶和华见证人上。
They translate this verse as this, the Word is a God.
在这里呢，耶和华见证人呢，他在神面前加了一个不定冠词，所以呢，直译就是说，道就是一个神。
Now, the reason they said that the Word is a God is very simple.
他们加了一个不定冠词的原因很简单。
If you look at the first, second clause, where it says the Word was with God,
在这句话的第二，在这一节的第二句话说道与神同在。
Before the word God, there's actually a definite article, the. So it's literally translated as the Word was with the God.
所以呢，在希腊原文呢，道与神同在的那个神呢，它前面有一个定冠词。所以换句话说呢，这句话如果直译的话说。道与这神同在。
And when it gets to the third clause, there's no definite article.
但是到了第三句，道就是神的时候呢，约翰并没有用一个定冠词在神的面前。
So the Jehovah's Witness says that therefore the God there is not definite, it's indefinite. So they added little a to it.
所以呢，他们的理论就是说，既然第二句话神前面有一个定冠词，那第二个神他没有一个定冠词，所以我们就可以加一个不定冠词，就改成这神，改成一个神。
Now, if you look at the New World Translation Jehovah Witness Bible, God is actually small letter.
所以呢，你如果看英文本的耶和华见证会的译本，新世界译本呢，在这里这就是神的这个神呢，它是小写，不是大写。
The message I want to convey is that Jesus is just an angel. He's not God himself.
所以呢，按照耶和华见证会的信仰呢，他如此做的一个原因呢，因为他们是相信呢，耶稣只是一个天使。
Now, the Jehovah Witness is right.
他们说的对吗？
Is it true that you have to put the in front of the word God?
就是因为第二个神加定冠词，我们第一个神加定冠词，第二个神我们就一定要加定冠词吗？
Actually, no, absolutely not.
其实是不用的。
The way that John wrote it is actually brilliant.
其实呢，约翰这么做呢，是用了很多的巧思在里面。
What would happen? If John had written, the word was the God, putting a definite article in front of the word God.
如果在第三句话，约翰也加一个定冠词说，道就是这神的话，会怎么样？
Do you know what John would have been saying?
你知道约翰怎么说吗？
John would have been saying, Jesus is the Father.
如果他加一个定冠词的话呢，他其实他的意思就是说，耶稣就是天父了。
See, John needs to write this to say,That Jesus is God without saying he's the Father.
所以当他没有用一个第二次没有用定冠词的时候呢，他的意思是说耶稣是神，但他不是天父。
The only way he could have written say that Jesus himself was God but not the Father was the way he wrote it.
所以他这么写的时候呢，就让我们可以清楚地看到耶稣是神，但他不是父神。
In Greek, literally, the word God is in the front. So it says God is the Word.
所以呢，其实呢，你如果看这个道就是神呢，希腊文它呢是说神就是道，是刚好是。
The emphasis is on God, the word God.
所以呢，它的重点是神这个字，所以摆在最前面。
What he's saying is that Jesus himself has all the qualities, all the attributes of who God is.
所以换句话说，当说神就是道的时候呢，约翰表明说耶稣他所具有所有上帝的属性。
And so the surprise he's giving to us is that we have someone from the beginning.We have someone who can speak to all the cultures. We can have someone who can speak beyond the culture, communicate through all the culture. And he himself is with God. And the crescendo is this. He himself is God.
所以呢，我们看到这个先存的耶稣，他呢对这个时代有一个处方，然后他自己呢与神有亲密的关系。但是呢，在这所有的叙述当中，所推上的最高峰是说他自己就是神。
I mean, you see that, you know, John is trying to build you up, build up, build up, build up, build up who Jesus is.
所以就像一个乐曲渐强渐强一样，让我们看到最后是看到耶稣他自己就是神。
I mean, if you go to the car dealer.
如果你去买车
you know, you guys must be all bought cars before.
我们都买过车子。
And what do you have to do? You have to negotiate. You have to negotiate, and they throw in other deals to get you to buy a car.
你们要就双方讨价还价。
And then, you know, the salesperson, they always hide a card in the back of their hands. They always have a trump card. They'll get you to buy the car.
所以呢，其实它后面有个小卡片呢，它上面有一个方式是让你可以买，想办法让你买车子的。
And you know, so someone it has to be something like, okay, I'll take $1,000 off the car.
通常比方说这个车子再减去1000块钱。
But can you imagine if you're negotiating for a car, and they're cutting you all these deals, they're saying, okay, we'll throw this in, we'll give you a price break, but here's the trump card.There's a cup holder in this car. This car has a cup holder.
然后呢，在他给你一个条件当中说，好吧，我给你这个，给你这个，但是呢，车子当中呢有一个可以装水的那个盛杯子那个圆圈。
If that's the best deal they offer, it's no deal.
如果这个是他所要给你的一个好的条件，你会接受吗？只是一个装杯子的东西。
See, if John is saying that Jesus is no other than an angel.He said that in the previous statement already. He says Jesus was with God.
所以呢，如果他说，他如果说，如果耶稣，如果像耶和华见证人讲的，耶稣只是天使的话呢，他不会说道与神同在，一开始的时候就与神同在了。
But what he's showing us is that he's building this up. He's saying Jesus himself is God.
所以呢，他一直这样子他的这个论证一直往前推，渐强呢，是要让我们看到耶稣基督本身就是神。
And so actually in the following statement, he says that he was in the beginning with God, and he states here in verse 3, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
所以第三节说，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
So here he includes everything. Everything has been made by Christ because he is God himself.
因为耶稣基督是神，所以万物所有的东西都是借着他造的。
And because of that, because of his pre-existence, because of who he is, because of his closeness with God, and lastly, because of who he is, he's God himself. He's able to show us, he's more than well qualified to show us to God.
因为他的先存性，因为他对这个时代提出一个解决的方式，因为他自己与神亲密的关系，因为他自己本身就是神，所以他具有这么多独特的条件向我们彰显上帝是谁。
Secondly, not only is he the supreme example to show us who God is because of his uniqueness, but he's also the supreme revelation of God to us because of his unique ability to show us our need.
第一个，他不仅是有一个独特的条件让我们彰显，向我们彰显上帝是谁，同样的，他是那个最高的典范，可以让我们看到我们的需要是什么。
Look at verse 5 with me.
请看第五节。
It says the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not understood it.
第五节说，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
And then verse 9 and 10 says this, the true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world.
第九节说，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
And verse 10 says, he was in the world and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him.
然后第十节说，他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
Now here it talks about verse 4.Builds up and says that Jesus has a life.
所以在这里说呢，耶稣他是拥有生命的。
He who created life has life to give to us.
他创造生命，并且把这个生命给你给我。
And this life is represented as light.
所以呢，这个生命呢是用光这个观念表达出来。
And he wants to give us this light. That is life, but instead we turn away from it.
他希望把这个光，也就是生命赐给我们，但是呢，我们却拒绝了这个光。
Now, isn't this kind of interesting? If someone were to give you life, why would you reject life?
如果有人把生命给你，你为什么要拒绝生命呢？
I mean, if someone were to give you a dollar,
如果有人给你一块钱，
you might not take it because it was one dollar.
因为一块钱，所以你不
想拿。But if someone were to give you $5, you'll take it, usually.
五块钱，嗯，你可以拿。
$20, you take it faster.
二十块，你拿得更快。
$100, you check if it's real, but then you take it.
一百块，你看看是不是真的假的，但是你当然要啦。
But if someone were to give you life, you would think you would take it.
但是如果有人给你生命的话，你会毫不思考的就接受这生命，不是吗？
But here it says that this life was coming. It came as a light.And people, instead of embracing it, people wanted to run away from the light.
但是这个生命，这个光临到人的时候呢，人的反应是什么？是逃避光，没有接受光。
Why is that?
为什么？
It's because the life is called a light.
因为在这里说，生命称作光。
Because in the Gospel of John, it says that not only is that we're not neutral,We love darkness.
在约翰福音我们看到呢，人的道德立场呢，往往不是中立的，人往往是喜欢黑暗的。
You know, like I said sure earlier, in back of our mind, it's very easy for most of us to say, Jesus, I want you to come back, but not yet.
但是就像领圣餐的时候，我跟各位分享过，我们口头上说耶稣，我希望你来，但是我们心底说现在不要来。
We want Jesus in our lives, but we only want so much of him.
我们希望耶稣在我们生命当中，但只是某个程度上的。
And see, even as Christians, we struggle with that.
甚至很多的基督徒都有这个困境，有这个问题。
And that's especially, you know, if for a person who's not a Christian, it's natural to not want the light.
所以对一个非基督徒而言呢，这个他不接受光是一个很自然的反应的。
I heard a story one time about a PGA golfer, and he was matched up with Billy Graham.
所以呢，有一次呢，我听到一个故事，就是一个打高尔夫球的人呢，他跟格里汉一起打球。
And after the round of golf, a Christian pro golfer asked this person how this round with Billy Graham did.
所以呢，有另外一个基督徒的高尔夫球员呢，就问这个打高尔夫球员说：“你跟格里汉打球打得怎么样啊？”
And he said it was awful, because Billy Graham all he tried to do was to shove religion down my throat.
所以呢，他说糟透了，因为呢，打球的时候呢，这个格里汉呢，一直想要把基督教塞到我喉咙里面去。
He just talked about religion this, religion that.
他一直讲基督教这个，基督教那个。
And that golfer was mad. He stormed off and he to hit the bucket balls.
然后他很生气的就离开了。
After he calmed down, the Christian golfer went up to this PGA golfer and said, "What did Billy Graham actually say to you?"
所以后来这个等这个球员冷静下来以后呢，另外那个基督徒球员呢就去找他说，格里汉到底跟你说了什么
？You know what he said？
你知道他说什么吗
？He said Billy Graham didn't talk to me about religion at all。
其实呢，格里汉并没有跟他讲什么宗教上的问题。
See, it was his very presence there that made that other person convicted of his sins, of what he's doing wrong.
但是呢，就是因为他跟格里汉打球，格里汉就在他的身边，让他感觉到他自己的缺陷与不足，所以发出那种很激烈的反应。
It's because of what Billy Graham represents.
因为这是格里汉他生命所代表的一个内容。
Now let's take this to God Himself.
所以让我们再来看神。
God Himself, if you were to come, we would all tremble before Him.
如果神今天亲自的莅临在我们中间，我们都会在他的面前战惊战惊。
You think about Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 6, it says that he saw the Lord. And actually, he didn't see God. He only saw God's robe, the hem of his robe. And when he saw the hem of his robe, he trembled.
所以呢，就像以赛亚书第六章，其实以赛亚还没有看到神，他只是看到耶和华的衣袍，他就已经开始颤抖、战惊了。
And this is from a person who's a prophet already.
他是一个先知啊。
And he trembled before God.
但是他也在神面前战惊战抖。
And not only so, but what did Isaiah say? He says, "I am a person I'm a person with unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips."
然后以赛亚说什么？我是嘴唇不洁的人，住在嘴唇不洁的民当中。
And so here's Isaiah, a prophet of God, who's supposed to speak God's word, and he says that his mouth is filthy.
所以呢，你这个先知他本来应该是上帝的代言人，但是他在上帝的面前说他的口是肮脏的。
So if this is the truth of the prophet, how much more is true for all of us?
所以如果这个是以赛亚自己看到自己的真相，那我们呢又是什么样呢？
We all naturally want to turn away from God.
所以我们的本性天性就是想要拒绝光离开神的。
And here it gives us a glimmer of hope.
但是在这里让我们看到一丝丝的盼望。
And it's here it says in verse 12 and 13, it says, "But to all who did receive him, who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh,Not the will of man, but of God.
希望在十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
So he gives special rights to a group within that. He says that though to those who receive him, he gave them the right to become children of God.
所以他对这群愿意接受的人，他给他一个权柄，就是成为神的儿女。
So Jesus is able to show that light, because first of all, he's outside our world. He could shine God's light in our lives.
所以耶稣可以让我们彰显神，是因为他可以让这个光照到我们生命当中。
The third of all, Jesus is not only is a supreme revelation of God to us, not only because of his uniqueness of his person, now secondly, not only because of his ability to show the light in our lives, but third of all, he's uniquely qualified to show God as he is.
耶稣基督是神的最高启示，不仅是因为他可以有独特的条件向我们彰显上帝是谁，也不仅是因为他有独特的条件来光照我们的需要。第三点，他更有独特的条件让我们看到上帝的真相。
You see, here's the problem. God is unique. God is no other God, and God is what? He's holy.
所以呢，上帝是独特的，上帝是圣洁的。
How are we ever going to bridge that gap to see a holy God?
所以呢，我们如何来弥补这个鸿沟，来看见这个圣洁的神呢？
And so the way that John shows us is that by comparing Jesus to what we've been studying for the last year, Moses.
所以呢，在这里呢，其实约翰是在比较一个我们花了一整年来看的一个角色，就是摩西。
Look at verse 14. It says, "And the Word became flesh." And dwell among us.
在第十四节说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And we have seen his glory.
我们看见他的荣光。
The word for dwell there is the word for making a tent.
其实呢，住这个字，它的希腊原文呢是搭帐篷的意思。
And where have you seen a tent before?
我们在哪里看到帐篷呢？在旧约圣经。
It's a tabernacle.
是会幕。
And so what he's saying is that Jesus became the tabernacle. And dwell among us.
所以在这里呢，约翰就说，耶稣基督他自己成为会幕，搭了这个会幕，住在我们中间。
And when you talk about the tabernacle, you see what? The glory of God.
当你看到会幕，你看到什么？你看到的是神的荣光。
And he says that glory, we've seen this glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
所以呢，这个荣光是什么荣光呢？是充充满满的，有恩典，有真理的。
What's he referring to?
在这里约翰是在讲什么呢？
He's actually referring to a story in the Old Testament.
其实他是在讲旧约的一个故事。
You see, back in actually Exodus chapter 32,
在出埃及记三十二章那里呢，有一个故事。
The people just sinned. They blew it big time.
在三十二章我们看到以色列人犯到一个致命的错误。
They worshipped the golden calf.
他们敬拜了金牛犊。
And in chapter 33, he gives us the story.In which God is so angry, he says he's no longer wanting to go with the people.
因此在第三三章我们看到记载是说，上帝不再希望带着他的百姓走到应许地。
What did Moses say?
那摩西说什么呢？
Moses said, if you will not go with us, do not send us up from here. Because how will people know that we belong to you? He begged God to take him.
所以呢，摩西就恳求耶稣，如果你不想要带领我们进到迦南地，你为什么要把我们带到这个地方来呢？所以他哀求神。
And so God said, because you want this, I will give it to you.
所以神就对摩西说，因为你要，所以我给你。
You know what Moses asked? Moses said, show me your glory.
所以呢，在出埃及三三章。三章的时候呢，摩西呢，他对神提出一个要求，说：“求你显出你的荣耀给我看。”
And as see, and God's response is that I will show yes and no. Yes, I will show you my glory, but no, you cannot see my face.
所以呢，神的答案是两面的。第一个是摩西可以看到上帝的荣耀，但是呢，他不能看到神的面孔。
So the following day.When God showed up to show Moses, he put him in the cleft of the rock so you could only see his backside.
所以呢，当神真正彰显自己的时候呢，他让摩西在一个磐石的缝隙里面。
And when God came, he announced himself. He says, the Lord, merciful and compassionate God, full of steadfast love and faithfulness.
然后呢，当耶和华的荣耀经过的时候呢，是说耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
The word steadfast love could be translated here as grace.
在这里，丰盛的慈爱呢，我们可以把它翻译成恩典。
And the Hebrew word for faithfulness, amen, is also translated as truth.
然后在这里的那个诚实呢，其实呢，也是呢，是我们翻我们今天用阿门这个字呢，可以就是这个翻译成诚实的字。
And here is showing to us that Jesus is that glory appearing of God. He's able to point us to God Himself.
所以换句话说，当说道住在我们中间的时候呢，他是让我们看到耶稣彰显像会幕一样的荣耀给我们。
And so he goes on. That's why he goes on and says that John the Baptist himself proclaimed Jesus is the Christ.
所以在接下来说呢，施洗约翰也作见证说耶稣就是那位基督。
And so he continued this comparison in verse 16. He says, "And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace."
所以在第十六节，他继续来做这个比较。他说，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。Now,
I want to actually use a little slightly different meaning for this verse.
我在这里呢，要把这一句话呢，做一个稍稍不同的翻译。See
the word upon.
上这个介系词。加在第十六节。哦，加这个介系词。
The word upon there. It's actually the Greek word anti.
所以这个加这个字呢，希腊文是anti.
It actually has the idea of instead of.
所以呢，在anti这个字呢，它有取代的意思.
See, if you're anti-war, you're against war.
或者有反对的意思，我们今天说反战，那你反战是反对战争.
So what John is comparing is that from him we have received grace instead of grace.
所以呢，我在这里我翻译的，我把这句话翻译成什么呢？说我们领受了恩典，而且是一个取代恩典的恩典。See,
he's comparing Moses here with Jesus.
因为他在这里比较摩西跟耶稣。See,
under Moses' system, we have received grace.
但在摩西的体系之下，我们也领受了恩典。God's
laws are excellent, are awesome. We just finished studying through them.
因为我们刚刚读过《生命记》，我们看到《生命记》当中彰显神的恩典。How
do you treat other people?
你如何的对待人？How
do you treat animals?
你如何对待动物？How
do you treat other people's property?
你如何对待别人的财产？All
of these are God's gracious revelation to us.
这些都是上帝恩典的启示给我们。But
there's a problem. With the grace of the Old Testament.
但是旧约的恩典有一个问题。
We studied this last week.
我们上个礼拜看到了。
What happened to Moses?
摩西怎么样?
He died outside the promised land.
他是在应许地之外，他结束了他的生命。
Did you guys see the irony of that?
你可以看到这其中这个反讽的意味吗?
The guy, the person who gives the law, the person who led the people of Israel for 40 years, the one who was called the greatest prophet of all, He actually died outside the promised land.
颁布律法的人，带领以色列人走过旷野，最伟大的一个先知，他自己却死在应许地之外。
When I shared with the English congregation last week, it's like as the sun was setting that day in Israel, every Jew must be thinking this in the back of their head.
所以呢，那一天呢，好像是犹太历史上的一个暮日，一个黄昏，一个暮色沉沉的一天，他们想说，为什么会发生这样的一个事情？
Is Moses, the guy who gave us the law, cannot make it into the promised land?
如果颁布律法的摩西，他不能进到应许地。
What's the chance of you and me making into the promised land?
那你我进到应许地的机会又有多高呢？
It would be like this.
根本就是很少很少。
Let's say the slightly different illustration. Let's say the best college in the world is not University of Pennsylvania. It's not Harvard. It's let's say. A hypothetical college, Milwaukee College.
好，我们来做个假设。美国最好的学校不是哈佛，不是宾州大学，而是一个叫密尔瓦基大学的。Now
everyone wants to get into this college.
然后很多人，大家都想挤进这个学校。And
let's say you want, we're Chinese, you want your kids to go to this college.
所以呢，中国人一定是会把孩子送到最好的学校去的。But
let's say. And it's the best business school in the world.
而且它当中呢有最好的商学院.
Guarantee you CEO job when you finish.
然后呢，你读完书，保证你做到总裁的位置.
Let's say Bill Gates decided he wanted to go back and finish college. He never finished college.
比尔盖茨他没有大学毕业，所以我们假设他想要去念书.
And let's say he applied, he tested it, and you couldn't get in.
然后呢，比尔盖茨申请这个学校，然后竟然被拒绝了。
I know it's not a perfect illustration, but if he can't get in, what are the chances of you and I getting in?
哦，这如果他连他都进不了这个商学院，那你我进这个商学院的机会又有多高呢？
And so, even though Old Testament time, God gave us grace through Moses. There's something else that's missing. There's something else that we need in order to see God as He is. And that we need a different grace. And that grace is given to us through Jesus.
所以呢，在摩西虽然在借着摩西给了我们恩典，但是这个恩典少了一样东西，是在耶稣基督里得到那个完满的。
And so he says in verse 17, he says that for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
所以十七节才会说，律法本来是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理却是由耶稣基督来的。
I mean, we can unpack this verse even more. I mean, there's so much richness here. He's saying that, you know, all that we desire to see from God is found in Jesus.
所以呢，换句话说，在这些经文当中有一个很丰富的含义，就是说我们对神所希求的所有的都可以在耶稣基督的身上找到。
And so, you know, and this, what he's saying is that God has given his great revelation, and God has even topped his great revelation. He has even made his great revelation better. He made it ultimate, and it is shown in Jesus, his son.
所以呢，换句话说，神已经给我们了一个非常好的启示，但这个启示之上呢，他给我们一个更大更美的启示，就是耶稣基督他自己的儿子。
And look at verse 18.
我们看十八节。
And he builds this up and says, "No one has ever seen God."
从来没有人看见神。
And this is true, even last week when we said that God spoke with Moses face to face in chapter Deuteronomy 34.
虽然在《申命记》三十四章说神跟摩西面对面说话
，But we know that Moses has actually never ever seen God face to face.
但实际上呢，摩西从来没有真正的面对面的看见上帝的面容。
It's actually face to back because God only showed his backside to Moses.
因为当耶和华荣耀经过的时候呢，其实摩西看到的只是耶和华的背影而已。
But he says here.No one has ever seen God, the only God, who's Jesus, who is at the Father's side. He has made Him known.
所以呢，在这里说，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
And the phrase that He says here that He has made Him known is a very rich phrase.
所以呢，表明出来其实呢是一个意义非常丰富的一个句子。
It's the word that we get the word exegesis from.
今天我们所谓的解经这个字呢，就是同样的一个字，是解明出来。
And so what it says that is that we can never ever comprehend the mystery of God Himself by ourselves. There's no chance of us doing that. We will run far away from God.
所以呢，靠着我们自己，我们根本无从了解上帝的那个丰富的奥秘，我们只能逃避而已。
But here Jesus Himself came to explain God to us, so that we can see God.And we can worship Him.
所以呢，但是在这我们看到耶稣基督他亲自来，他将神解明了出来，让我们可以认识他，让我们可以敬拜他。
And so as we start the series of John,
所以当我们从这个礼拜开始看约翰福音的时候
，we need to we'll see even more how John is going to explain Jesus as the one who points us to God.
所以呢，约翰他会继续的来解释耶稣他是指明神的那一位。
But today, as we come here, we need to get very clear that all of us sitting here, we belong to two realms.
所以呢，但是呢，今天让我们很清楚的要了解，坐在我们当中的每一个人都是处在两个领域当中。
You're either born of God or you're not.
你或者是由神而生，或者是没有由神而生。
But I want to point.out to you that if you're not born of God, that the scripture here says that for you to be born of God, for you need to receive Him.
所以在这里呢，约翰提出一个解决的方法。如果你不是由神而生的呢，你要接受神。
But how do you receive Jesus?
那你如何接受耶稣基督呢？
Here's the tension. He says that you to be born of God, God has to choose to give you birth. Because it's not by our will.
在这里有一个辩证的张力，你想要由神而生呢，是要神给你这个出生的生命。
So God decides, but God actually some and He gives us the privilege to actually call upon Him. It says that we want to be born again.
所以在这里呢，上帝给我们一个权柄，让我们可以打从心底说，我们希望有一个新的生命。
So I hope to, this morning that as we talked about this, you could see that Jesus is indeed God's supreme revelation to all of us.
所以希望在今天早上我们看到的是，耶稣基督是上帝的那个最高的启示。
Not only is He uniquely God,
不仅他是一个独特的神。
Not only is He uniquely able to show us our darkness,
他不仅是有独特的能力可以显明我们的黑暗生命。
But also, third of all, He's the only one that can help us to see God as He is.
他有独特的能力帮助我们，让我们看到上帝的真相是什么。
All human efforts will fail.
所有人的努力都会失败的。
Even Moses' best example, he falls short.
甚至旧约最好的例子，摩西也没有达到。
And so the way God saw this is that He Himself came to live among us.
所以解决的方式是神自己来到这个世界，住在我们当中。
You think about how gracious God is.
你可以想到这是何等大的恩典。
We cannot look at God.
我们不能看神。
So He is in verse 14 says that He put on flesh.
但是因为我们不能亲眼看神，所以他自己成了肉身。
He put on flesh. It didn't say even say He became man. He became flesh.
在这里的并没有他跟约翰没有说他成了人，他说他成了一个肉身。
With his weakness, with all the weakness of being a human being,
因此他承受了所有人类的软弱。
And so this is an excellent opportunity. If you haven't known Jesus, is to see how God graciously show us Himself.
如果你已经是基督徒，你可以在今天的这段经文看到神是如何充满恩典的彰显了他自己。
If you're a believer already, be thankful, 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 how God has shown Himself to us richly through Jesus.
如果你是一个基督徒的话，你今天要感谢上帝是如何借着耶稣基督丰富的显明了他自己。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we want to thank you.
父神，我们要感谢你。
We thank you so much.For giving us your son.
我们感谢你，因为将你的儿子赐给了我们。
Father God, we recognize, Lord, just like this passage says, that our lives, we by ourselves, will never seek after you.
就像这段经文讲的，靠着我们自己，我们是不会寻求你的生命的。
But Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you yourself have taken initiative.
但是我们感谢你，你采取了主动。
Father, I just want to pray for everyone here who do not know you yet.
所以我们孩子再次的为当中还不认识你的人祷告。
Lord, we recognize that to be born again is something you have to do.
让我们体认到重生的这个生命是要由你而来的。
But Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you say in your word that you said, call upon me and I will hear you.
但是我们感谢你说，当我们呼求你的时候呢，你就应允我们。
Father, we pray that you will hear our prayers this morning.
恳求你今天垂听我们的祷告。
And Father, I just pray for all of us who are Christians already.
所以我孩子也为在座的基督徒祷告。
Father, Lord, help us to appreciate even more your cross.
让我们借着这段经文更能感激你，更能对你心存感谢。
And Lord, we pray, Father, that you would help us to, Lord, thank you, be ever so grateful of your coming.
真的是让我们对你，让我们常常的心存感恩，等待你的来临。
We thank you all these things in Jesus' name.
我们为这一切祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Amen.